USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House and President Biden say there will be a response for those responsible for a drone attack that killed three U.S. soldiers at a base in the Middle East over the weekend.
We do not seek another war. We do not seek to escalate. But we will absolutely do what is required.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby talked to reporters late Monday saying the president will make the decision when the time is right. And not a moment before, the U.S. says an Iran-backed militia group launched the deadly drone attack, injuring several dozen more U.S. service members at a base in Jordan last Saturday night. U.S. central bankers will meet in the Federal Open Market Committee beginning today, kicking off the group's first meeting of the year. Following the two-day session, analysts believe key U.S. interest rates will likely remain unchanged. At the same time, a rate cut in March is still considered a possibility, if not a likelihood. The Biden administration is urging House Republicans to support the forthcoming bipartisan border deal expected from the U.S. Senate.
The bipartisan agreement that they're coming forward with are things that House Republicans have said over and over again, this is what they want to see.
This follows House Speaker Mike Johnson's recent remark that the deal is likely to face opposition in his chamber, citing its perceived inadequacy. President Biden asserted that the evolving agreement represents the toughest and fairest set of reforms for securing the U.S. border. I'm John Schaefer.
Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh will not get a new trial over the killing of his wife and son. The convicted killer was found guilty by a jury back in March of last year, but his lawyers have claimed the court clerk for Colleton County tampered with the jury. Murdaugh received two consecutive life prison sentences for the 2021 killings. This is USA News.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
House Republicans are poised to push ahead with their impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. GOP lawmakers blame him for the nation's difficulties at and involving the southern border. Texas Republican Mike McCall on with Fox News this week.
That is a dereliction of duty and breach of the public trust. It is sufficient to impeach.
Impeachment has been defined as involving high crimes and misdemeanors. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is hoping a Manhattan judge will mandate Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against the former president. She alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. An explorer has found a plane that has been missing for over 80 years.
A South Carolina-based ocean exploration company thinks they may have found Amelia Earhart's missing plane. She was trying to become the first woman to fly completely around the globe when she disappeared on July 2nd of 1937. She was last seen in Papua New Guinea and disappeared near Howland Island in the Pacific Ocean. Deep Sea Vision's CEO Tony Romeo said he plans to return to get clearer pictures and hopefully solve the mystery.
USA's Corey Myers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.